So we're in the woods in the camp of Kevian's bandits. It was agreed amongst the command of the rebellion group that Keviana runs that it would be best if you guys set off at night. So we are at a stage where we're getting ready to go. You've had a bit of time to rest, you've had some food, you've had some time to digest it, everything that's gone on.
And the food.
So what are we up to? We're prepping to go.
I'm going to cast the light cantrip on a stick and hand it wordlessly to Saffron. Because you don't have dark vision.
I'm going to look ashamed. Just kick my boots a little bit and walk away.
Okay.
Because we're ready to go.
Is there anything else you guys want to do before you leave?
If anybody else is still up, I would quite like to see if there's any perhaps medium or slightly sturdier armor I could find to take.
Okay. So you're going to try and find...
just slightly better than leather armor, if possible.
Okay.
This is
Fighter things.
Well, in which case...
As long as there's other people awake, because I'm a good boy and I won't disturb people in their sleep.
There's still... The camp is still a hive of activity. You can see around the place there's different tents, there's supply tents, food tents, equipment tents. There is a makeshift smith that you can go and visit. And you see a variation... of the quartermaster's symbol from the company.
I will head to that tent.
Okay.
And see who is inside.
Excellent. So you see a familiar figure in the form of Jeminiah Copperfold.
Copperfold, yes. Jeremiah, it's good to see you.
Very good to see you too, young master.
God. I'm so glad you're on our side.
Well, we do not have sides. It is a very secret operation we have here.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that you're aiming to help stop the slavery and all that.
Well, best keep your voice down, lad.
Yes. We're about to head off. I was wondering if you had anything slightly sturdier than leather armour that might be on the go before we head off.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have a look in my inventory.
I have a longbow I could possibly part with in trade if necessary to... I know it's not armour, of course, but...
So he's having a look, flick through his book, and gives you a quizzical look.
Yes, there is something here that I might be able to give you.
Goes into the back of the tent and rummages further, and comes out with a chain shirt, roughly the right sort of size. And he says to you, do you think that this is good enough for you? Does it serve your purpose?
How much sneaking do we think we're going to do? Because I think they get this on stealth.
We've got an inty for that. Judy's been poked their head into the
room.
In that case,
we're all just like waiting outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it will cost you 60 gold and your bow.
I do not have 60 gold. I will have to leave that for now, I'm afraid.
Roy,
how much have you got?
Bargain with him.
I've got 15, and my lot.
How do you only have 15?
Good. I know I've only got 15 gold.
I don't Didn't have much gold either.
Fuckers.
Okay,
Because I think I spent 10 gold on something, I'm presuming, at some point.
Hmm. Is there anything else, any other weapons that you might want to trade with me?
I've got a couple of hand axes.
Well, it seems like you've got a new trident from the last time I saw you.
It is a nice trident. Yeah, I'm quite attached to that one though. It was a gift from my folks.
Trade him your pants.
Give him your pants. They offer so little protection. You're going to get a bad back from clenching your butt cheeks all day.
Basically, a free deal.
I've got a spare skirt you can have.
I'll tell you what. I'll take the bow on good faith for now, and when you come back from wherever it is you're going, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Aye.
And then we can settle the rest of the deal from there.
As long as that's fine with you.
Very good.
Thank you very much. There's also 20 arrows with that longbow.
Okay.
Ready now?
What kind of bow was it?
Longbow.
Do you have inventory for every character? You do, every NPC.
Fair enough. Yeah, kind of.
That's going to come in handy when he has to face his final boss.
So, any of you other younglings want to get anything better?
I want to get on the road.
I'm not proficient in heavier armor.
It's not just armor I have. I can see if there's any other weapons or what.
Oh,
whatnot.
Actually, I did want a shield.
Okay.
Something I could bump my AC a bit.
Okay. So. He looks through his big ass journal. It's kind of getting wet in the rain a little bit.
We're inside a tent.
I thought we were in a tent.
Yeah, but no,
it's not
like
a good
it's
tent.
Like, it's like a vending tent, you know, like a tent with like a window in it.
Yeah. Oh, I see the rain's coming in.
Yeah, so the rain's kind of like bouncing off the desk. It's the bottom of the window. You guys are standing in the rain.
Are our cloaks like waterproof at all?
I'm just going to shape water around us so we're just so we're not actually raining on us.
I will thaumaturgy a small flame to keep us warm in the rain as well.
Does thaumaturgy work to actually provide heat?
I'm
pretty sure it's just the appearance or effect of.
I will check this.
I'm just saying as a veteran tiefling.
Being a human umbrella.
It turns out they do have something, and I think it might be your size.
What you implying there, mister?
Actually, that's a point. Can Saffron see over the window?
He's leaning over the pump.
Come on, guys.
I'm sorry.
So he goes around the back, and he brings out this shield that you actually find quite striking. It is a turquoise paint. On the front of the wood, but only a small amount is visible. The rest is embossed in gold.
I guess it's a good accent color, even if it doesn't really go with the whole scheme of my outfit. I don't feel how much AC does it give me?
Plus two for your AC.
That's an eraser.
And can I take
this one?
And that will be 10 gold pieces for you.
No problem. I like flip it up.
And it also like lands inside his pouch ready to go.
Yeah.
So it's 10 gold pieces from you and plus 2 to your armor class.
Oh, yeah, because I bought healing potions.
Ben, I will show you your stats. Yeah. Apart from the price.
Yeah, I got them.
Okay, cool. It doesn't disadvantage your stealth or anything, so
cool. Appreciate it. I was getting mixed up with the other chain one.
The skill name.
Yeah.
or just chainmail.
Yeah, I was
thinking. So yeah, chain shirt.
I was thinking of chainmail. But I'm on a AC of 15 now, which makes me feel so much better.
Okay. What about you two? You lovely tiefling people. What can I get you?
Well, I've got a short sword, but I can't use any bigger of a sword, and I've got this pistol, and I don't think I'm proficient in using anything bigger than this pistol. So unless you have a +1/+1 magic sword or pistol? Huh?
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 Short sword.
That's martial, so you should be...
A warlock's
ammunition, maybe.
Or the warlock's.
How are you guys for ammunition?
25 bullets.
I haven't.
I don't think I've used mine yet.
Neither.
I don't have a gun. I just have magic.
And we can use simple weapons.
Okay.
Yep, that's mainly casters, unless you're a blade lock.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
if there's nothing I can do for you, then not to worry. If there's anything that you want that you can think of when you come back, I can see what I can do for you.
Okie doke.
You?
I think I need ammunition.
Okay.
You do all these crazy trick shots against the jabbering mouthers.
Yeah.
The gooey things.
Awaken.
How much ammunition do you need to buy?
It's 25
max, so I think I've got... Oh no, you don't have max ammunition.
Okay. I've got 18 just now.
You got 18.
I don't know how to explain that in character. Look, you've got that extra pocket on your belt. You can put more bullets in there.
You're strong. You can definitely carry more.
How much per one bullet?
How much can I have? How much can I afford?
One bullet. Please.
Thank you graciously.
Blessings from my babushka. Oh, that almost went straight in the water.
That would have been kaplunk.
Kaplunk.
And kaplunk.
And kaplunk. Save me, Russian Jesus.
So it is a 3 gold per bullet.
Okay.
It's a shame you didn't pick up your wages from your dragon hole. Yeah.
I'm pretty poor.
We need to loot more bodies.
I have 13 gold. I could give you three gold for a bullet.
Any gold.
I give you 5 of my bullets. Because you use them more than me.
Okay.
He has 5 bullets.
Well, never to worry. We will maybe figure something out later on.
Should I use all my gold?
No, keep some gold.
Hold on to it.
Wait, how many bullets did you use in the last fight?
Assuming you'll start at 25.
Yeah.
7.
No, we started at 20 and then we found some and we split them up.
Oh, right.
Right?
I've got 25 minus 7 minus 6. Right there.
Well, I gave you 5. I gave you 5.
Okay, cool.
If you run out of bullets, very sorry. You've got those fancy daggers, though.
They're very
nice. Yes.
Okay.
Is that everything for now?
Yeah.
I think so. Thank you, Gemini.
You're welcome, young one.
Wait, how tall is Yaren?
Like, just under 6 foot.
Okay, cool. I was just wondering, because I wondered if Duty was taller, if her horns were getting wet, if you were shaping water, but, like, you're taller than Duty, so that's okay.
Perhaps not quite that tall, because I don't think elves are that...
They can be.
They
can
be.
It's just not usual.
I think height order was determined 1, and then 2, 3.
I think it was, like, arm up.
And then...
Okay.
We can explain it because he spent most of his growing up years in water.
Yeah.
Oh, the gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gravity.
Like a pentagon dog.
Got that swimmer. Tall swimmer bot.
God.
Real Michael Phelps over here.
He isn't this Michael Phelps you speak of.
He's
a sounds like a certain kind of person I should know.
I'll see if I ran into Michael Phelps again, I'll tell him to get in touch.
Okay, so you finished up with Geminiah.
I've made a note that I owe him 60 gold.
Good boy.
And I owe you.
From I owe you from Yaren.
Yes.
Yaren tight pants. Teamy trousers.
Getting ever tighter in the rain.
The real reason David said this campaign is rainy.
Okay, so
we're heading to the Iron Realm.
As you finish up at Geminiah's tent, you hear wet footsteps come up behind you. And it's Kevia. She says to you all that you will find the bandits that you met earlier to the north side of the village, to the north side of the camp. They're just outside of the torchlight to avoid being seen. It's not that they don't get on with the members of our society. It's just it's best if we're not seen together.
And you said that we can kind of trust them, but not too much.
Trust them to a point, but...
To the point of a sword?
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
They will most definitely put the needs of their own people before the needs of our nation.
That's fair, I suppose.
That makes sense.
So, trust them to a point, but don't expect them to abandon their homes or their people or the land that they are proud of.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Mimash.
Best of luck. We will keep in touch. Okay?
Yeah. We have reusable speaking stones now, right?
Yes.
We can use them once per day.
Yeah.
Cool.
But only to phone Mimash.
Apart from Jan.
I've got my call to Candace.
Just like a drug deal, as well as a burner phone.
I've just got pockets full of coal.
Selling them spice in Waterdeep.
Why is this phone taking so long to burn?
Looks nervously for city guards.
Such a long-lived fuel.
It's too efficient.
Okay, so what are we up to? What are we going to do?
Good to follow that trail.
Yeah, I think.
On the trail.
Minty, do you want to go first? Because you have the sneakiest feet.
Okay, the sneaky feet.
You've got the darkest eyes, so you can go in the middle.
Okay.
I should take the rear guard.
Okie dokes.
It looks tight fancy.
Take the rear. Okay. Yes, I'll go after Saffron then, and before.
Okay,
and off we go.
So you're trudging into the woods.
On the rock again.
Okay. So.
Let me pass over that Tito.
We.
Oh.
Walking through. The woods. Not much going on. The weather's driven most of the wildlife into whichever homes they inhabit. You follow the directions that Keviana gave you, and surely enough, like 50 minutes after you leave the ring of light that was the camp, you come across a small moot. Of these clans people that you saw, it's not the full complement. There's only six.
Would you say these are like main looking guys? Are they the root of the moot?
So Glunt and his sort of like main leading looking entourage aren't there. But you've got a mixture of some smaller stature. You've got a couple of humans. You've got a gnome, a dwarf, and two Goliaths.
Oh. Some beefy boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel very small.
The gnomes come over to you.
I feel comforted.
Hey, what about these guys, huh?
Fucking tall.
No, too goddamn tall.
Too goddamn tall. No one should be that tall.
No, we know bros don't think.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
So these are twins.
Cool.
Gnomish twins.
The two gnomes.
Two gnomes, yeah. Gnomish twins.
What are they called?
They're called...
Oh, no, sorry.
They're called Nils and Bils. And they just sort of start grunting to each other incoherently in this sort of like unspoken language that the kind of twins have.
I like kind of like look over at them and like sidle a little bit closer to Minty.
Are they fraternal or identical gnome bros?
Identical gnome bros.
Identical gnome bros.
Okay.
They're kitted out in like. So all of these bandits are wearing sort of, as I said last time, they're wearing like a, like, great kilts with like the sort of draped around their waist and then sort of over their shoulder as well with brooches and things and belts holding them in place. These two gnome bros have the cutest tiny claymore slung onto the back onto their backs that you have ever seen.
Claymore, a clayless.
Yeah. So the like to you they're like. A normal eating dagger, but to these they're like great weapons of the race.
Okay. So I go towards the larger group. And
so there's
the physically larger group.
The physically, yeah, that's not what I meant.
Somebody
meant guys, I said.
Two Goliaths, a human and a dwarf.
So do you guys know the routes we're taking?
One of the Goliaths turns to you and says,
"Aye, we do. Aye. Up that way, yonder."
Just points over his shoulder in the vague direction of east.
Tight. Good.
We're heading north just before dawn.
Just before dawn. So we're waiting here for a while?
Aye. Waiting here till the rain goes.
That's fair.
So we can navigate north.
He points over his shoulder to east.
It'll be easier to navigate north when the rain clears.
Does anyone have a compass?
Ooh.
the human, she nudges you and she says,
It's fine.
Okay.
We've got it.
Okay.
She's big and beefy. Like a furnace of red hair coming out of her top. Plaited and braided, there's stone beads in there, and she's covered in like blue woad tattoos. She's carrying two belts crossed with like so many knives on them. You've never seen anything like this person in your life.
Does she look roguey?
She looks roguey.
Does she look sexy?
She looks so fucking sexy.
I think we already knew that. She's a beefy redhead.
and the dwarf sort of sidles up to you and says,
"Yeah, but really, these boys are very smart. Not very smart at all."
I don't like the judge.
Well, I mean, we kind of have to because they're in charge.
Oh, I see.
And they do all the navigating and picking which routes to go. We need to correct them quite a lot.
So it's kind of like they're the head of the operation, but you're the neck who controls where the head's pointing.
We're like you're thinking. We're like you're thinking.
So
I see.
Do we correct gently and discreetly, or do? Do we just...
Maybe Aaron, you don't.
I say we the royal. I mean that.
Okay.
We go easty north.
No
direction.
That's actually just in between north and
east and northeast.
That is northeast, not easty north. I will. Did you not be taking me for a fool? Yeah.
That's how you get east northeast,
Minty.
East north.
Sorry, lad, she's got the right of it.
East and north, come on, your head.
Maybe it's just different where I'm from. Wait, you're not from the Iron Realms, are you? I can see from the kit of these teams, Jib, that they're from that. They're from the central section of.
We doubt.
The traditional green of them city lovers.
I grew up mainly on the mountain.
Yeah. One of them hoi folk.
Oh, geographically, yes.
He says, "Oi, Nyarkus."
Nyarkus. Nyarkus, I've got to say, my family fled the old regime in the Iron Realm because they were persecuted by them. It doesn't seem like this new regime's any friendlier, though.
No, not really. We've never subscribed to any kind of regime. We live by the law of the mountain and the law of the land. But we see this regime mistreating folks something fierce.
So as you're talking, the others sort of settle down and they start up a small fire in the center. And
I keep the rain off the fire with shape water.
Cool. I'm gonna allow you a fair amount of liberty for shape water with this, so you can cover the whole camp.
Yarncat's Elven Gazebo.
It has a range of 30 feet.
Yeah, fair.
That's
fair.
Pretty big. It's just a big disc of like invisible force in the rain, just like pouring off.
It's like a nice 15-foot radius dome.
It's quite beautiful. It's almost like there's this invisible ceiling above you, and you still hear the rain as it's falling around you. But the rain sort of lands and dribbles on this quasi bubble.
I'm moved by how beautiful it is, and I use I nod to Minty that we should do a traditional tiefling thing where we use thaumaturgy to change the color of the fire and make a light show.
Oh, nice, I like it.
Which I just read you can do with thaumaturgy. So yeah, just do some fire dancing with thaumaturgy,
okay.
Making it go like rose gold and like into green.
Great. So in amongst this, these Highlander folk, they start sort of unroll their beds and just sort of in a circle around the fire. They're kind of making you feel welcome. They pull out some crude instruments and start twanging some tunes. And they start cooking some food just to sort of wait and be ready to go. So you guys are joining in. How are you sort of settling down?
I will... Yeah, if they're cooking it, I'll try and, like, unload, like, if I have any ingredients. I might just have granola bars, but I'll offer them, like, I've got dessert.
I've not seen them in years. My mama used to make them for me when I was not but a toddler.
Traditional Iron Realm granola bars.
Salt really helps bind it together.
It's mostly salt. Yes. It's an acquired taste. I don't know if a lot of people not from the Iron Realm like it. At least they're not the really traditional ones with actual iron in.
So the
those are rough.
So the redheaded rogue, she says, but those were the ones that really put the hairs on our chest, metaphorically speaking.
And the scratches on our assholes.
Very true, but character building stuff.
Home country sucks so bad.
So as you're speaking, the music breaks around.
Oh god, and, this is such a well-planned playlist.
And Rosetta, who this rogue is, starts
her
singing.
Surname Stone.
No, it's not. Rosetta.
Okay.
Potato.
Does someone say that out loud?
Rosetta.
start singing some jigs and ditties from up in the Highlands. And then out come some bottles.
Oh God.
And they say, and one of the Goliaths turns to you and says, "No. Would you like to drink this?"
What time is it?
I'm gonna say Saffron definitely has like small person syndrome, where she like has to, like, one of her vices is she has to like feel like she can outdrink anybody.
She has very, like, small persons.
Yeah, like, used to be a party girl, like.
Okay, okay.
Easy to relapse back into that shit.
So.
Haha, I found some of my personality I can put in Saffron.
Hey!
So this is about like 10:30, almost 11 o'clock. It's not super late.
Okay, so we've got time to like maybe sleep it up a little.
Yeah.
Okay. In my head, this was like early morning and we were just waiting for dawn. So we can start drinking now.
Ah.
So, are you in? Or are you gonna pull out?
I'll drink, but I don't know if I can drink as much as you, big man.
Well, how about we even the scores a little bit? How about we make it a game?
Oh, my leaky.
I'm in.
Ah, that's the spirit, that's the spirit. And then...
if you had to describe the constitution of your body on a scale of 0 to 20 and derive a bonus from that, what would you say your constitution was? Arbitrarily.
I would say I probably have a plus 2
okay.
to my constitution.
Fuck.
Actually, that's a, like, I said, like, does anybody actually have more than a
plus?
But, did anybody go
I have
a
plus 3 charisma, so.
I've got plus 3 charisma, but plus 1 constitution. Okay, what are the rules of the game?
So,
during a fire,
this is a game of dexterity and skill.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Alright.
He walks over to...
Which Saffron does say out loud.
he walks over to a tree nearby and takes out this... So this is like a real deal kind of great sword. This is like huge, kind of like a fitter shirt type of thing. And this is like, if he had 4 hands, he would use them. But he doesn't, he's only got 2.
So like a funfender rather than his wife.
Yeah. So he takes a massive swing at the base of this tree and cuts clean through, creating a stump, and then rugby tackles the tree over into the other direction. And he says, "If you come over here to this stump is still within 30 feet
yeah.
dry." And he pulls out a small dagger.
Okay. Oh no.
I don't think we're drinking rattlers, guys.
And he says, "Where are you? I need a volunteer."
Are we
doing
anything?
Saffron walks up.
Saffron walks up.
Well, she needs one hand to hold the shield, so if it gets cut off.
What is it, Cumin? What's your name?
I don't think we've been introduced. I'm Saffron.
Saffron!
It's a beautiful golden spice.
Alright.
Oh, like turnip. Aye.
Aye. I think I've seen it somewhere.
Probably not in your likes.
So.
Don't antagonize the Goliath.
He says, "Place your wee hand on this here stump."
Oh, I never pretend that, like, Saffron has, like, a glove on or something just because it feels right now, and she takes her glove off. She puts her tiny little hand on this giant stump.
That pick.
"I need another volunteer."
We...
I go.
Okay.
Alright.
Yes.
So, he hands the knife over to you, handle first, and he says,
"This is where you have to trust your companions."
"Do you trust me?"
"Of course I trust you, Minty."
Roll deception.
So, yeah, I want you to roll a deception check for that.
Or deception versus insight.
Yeah.
Because right? That's more fun.
13.
And I want you to roll 20 for me.
Roll it and add your
insight.
Ah. 13 versus 11.
So you believe.
So you believe her.
Oh, thanks, Zifron. It's so nice. I'm so glad I'm you're just, so close.
Yeah, I believe her too.
Maybe I'm not lying.
I do not.
Oh, you do
not. Maybe I'm not lying.
Ever thought of that, bitches?
Are you lying?
I don't know. Probably.
So this giant Goliath explains to you the rules of the game. They are as follows. So you do this in pairs. The one with their hand on the block has to keep their hand still. The one with the knife has to go as many rounds back and forth through the finger. Through the finger loops.
We got this.
But they're such a small target.
You're a sexy lady.
But you are so fast and so smart. We're going to do great.
So, they're going to be contested dexterity versus constitution
to
not flinch.
Okay.
And whoever loses, if the person with a knife loses, and the person with a hand on the stump has to drink.
I wish we had real alcohol, even though I'm sober right now.
Okay. And for every time the person with the constitution check rolls below a 5 and they flinch, the person with the knife has to drink. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's basic contested rules. Okay, so
I'm standing next to her side. I'm like, does he always do this? Is this common? Is this fun?
Yes. Rosetta leans into you and she says,
"This straight dex."
Or with modifier.
Let's just go straight dex.
Oh.
And straight con.
What? That's bullshit.
So yeah, like you're. So
it's not an attack roll.
So yeah,
you're not proficient at not getting.
So yeah. Rosetta leans to you and says, "He does this to people he doesn't know."
Okay.
Are we being?
Can Red use sleight of hand? Sleight of hand would be appropriate.
Mm.
That's why I think,
I'll let you roll with advantage.
Because she's rogue.
This,
I'm gonna get drunk.
Is this his, is this his method of weighing and measuring us?
We're not adding anything.
This is his.
He's had this to do.
This
straight.
Is his hazing rogue.
Hazing.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes
ready?
Sense, I guess.
Set. Go. 14.
18.
Okay. So, it's only if she fails.
Oh, okay.
If she gets less than you.
Okay.
And she stabs you.
Oh. Then I drink. So I only drink if I get stabbed.
Yeah.
Oh, we're good. Because you have advantage. So, you roll.
That's a
d12.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you roll both of these. And take the higher one. Ready?
Yeah.
So, as this is happening, you guys are getting into the swing a bit. And all the barbarians start passing around the bottles, and they're having a good time. They're getting really into it. They're cheering. They start chucking 15. More logs on the fire.
Damn
more
it!
Fire,
oh, that's the first
dancing.
One.
So Saffron takes a drink on the third round. Everyone erupts in cheers.
Woo! Saffron like stands up on the like
blood pouring out.
Blood pouring everyone. And then
I'm gonna cast.
So they pass you a shot glass, and this drink smells fairly familiar.
Uh oh. Ready.
You had it in the office of Celestric Goldto. It's fire whiskey.
I'm ready.
When
so
will
constitution?
The water or earth whiskey come?
Or the air whiskey.
The air whiskey.
I have to roll constitution or something.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
The Avatar snaps.
Can I roll to see how well I shoot it, or can I just say I shot it well?
Yeah, roll me like a basic DC.
So just D20.
Just a D20.
Just a D20.
11.
Yeah, you shot it like a boss. You slam the sort of like metal shot cup upside down on the the stump. So how many rounds have you done?
Three.
That was the
three. You're doing five rounds.
Okay. Ready? Oh, damn it. I got a 19.
I got
17.
I thought it was a
6.
You got
17.
But do you not add your plus 2 to that?
No, we're doing
no,
straight.
No,
just straight rolls. Straight rolls, okay.
So is that another shot for
Saffron?
That's
another shot for Saffron. I'll roll to see how I take it.
Yeah, Rosetta hands it to you.
That was a 9. But it ran into this beam bag.
Yeah, so you think, oh, I've done this before, it's fine. The second time is not easier. It's kind of burnt you on the way down, so, you know, you shot it back, you cough the cup, a little bit goes up your nose, but it's not entirely ungraceful.
Does it feel like a shot, or just like a small glass?
It feels like being shot.
Okay, so that's 2 for Saffron and your last round.
Yep.
18
again.
Okay, so that's 2 shots for Saffron.
Nice.
Okay, who's going up next?
Okay.
Jaren comes up and sits down.
Are you gonna? You guys gonna do it?
Out of character, what's your dexterity?
I get plus 2 to dex.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's straight.
What is your straight dexterity?
Plus 3 is my straight dex.
Straight dex. Yeah. So not the modifier, just the.
But
not
you're not adding 14. The modifiers though.
Your dex is 14.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we were just doing
that. Well, I thought we were adding modifiers.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're
dexterity.
Not.
No, we're not adding modifiers.
Just rolling.
Okay.
Versus rolling.
Sorry. Wait, who's stabbing and who's
pull off the table.
Who's stabbing?
I'm stabbing you.
Okay.
Because I can heal you.
Who won?
Unless I don't want to get stabbed.
Oh, yeah. I heal myself.
It went off the table and wasn't a 20, so it didn't count.
10.
12.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good.
14. Add 3! This is all! I'm so sorry!
Can I roll con to see how well I take it?
It's not con, it's just like a performance in taking it. It's not gonna affect you in any way.
Yeah, it's more Garen's personality.
I just meant like that to see, like, I could just not yelp at it or anything.
Just roll me a moderate DC.
12.
Again, you shot it. You managed to keep it down.
I was meaning for being stabbed.
Oh, for being stabbed.
Yeah.
Duty yelled so loudly no one could hear it if you made
something. Okay. Rosetta pours some fire whiskey into a shot cup for you and thrusts it in your hand.
Drink that.
Moderate DC.
12.
Well, yeah, you managed. They seem somewhat impressed. the wee gnome twins. Nil says to Bills, he's like, "Oh man, I didn't think you would take it that well. He's like a little, like a soft boy, like a real soft boy, like a good boy."
16.
20.
Ooh.
Okay.
Stabs again.
I've lost my nerve. I'm so sorry.
Jaren gets so excited that he actually moves his hand in the way.
You're too into it.
This is fun.
Cool.
What have we created?
Recessive shows another... shot into your
modifiers to the
no drink. Modifiers.
Ten
on the drink.
It goes down. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look bad. It's just like you look grim faced.
How many more do we have? 2? 1?
So you've done 3 rounds.
Yeah.
You've got 2 rolls left.
1.
9.
Yeah.
Nope.
6.
Nope. Feels less than 5 is.
Less than 5.
I went from a 20 to a 1.
You flinch, so you have to do a shot.
Oh my goodness.
I thought it was like.
You said something about
the other one
less than 5.
Oh, yeah, you have to do a shot, yeah.
Also, that one you stabbed me.
Yeah.
I didn't stab you, you moved your hand, so I had to drink.
Okay.
That's what happened there. 14.
Okay, so you take one shot.
You boss it.
Again, everyone looks surprised.
Cape flares behind the tail swishes.
Is that thaumaturgy for the wind?
Yeah. Hair goes.
Nah. Okay, last round.
I like the energy. Should I look
good when I 4, 3. So close!
So
we're both doing so badly.
Both of you.
You both have the shot.
Okay. Yeah, I stab you and you as you pulled your hands away, I was like, whoa! Oh!
A bit over eager.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
16.
At 9.
So you
smash this. You look. And then it goes down a tree. You feel lit. There's like an orange gleam in your eyes. Minty, this one sucked.
Duty, sorry.
This one sucked.
I think you've been shouting fireworks. I'm the not green one.
Yeah, this one sucks. You actually you do a coughless splutter and it's not good.
My tail wraps around my leg.
Yeah.
That's tiefling body language.
No.
You said Mia.
Who's the next match?
I want to be the stabber.
Okay.
That's Saffron, in character.
Jaren stays there with his hands gloved.
Whoa, we've got a brave one here. Ooh.
It's just a little masochist.
How bad is his hand? Does it look like it needs
heal? I touch hands, Jaren. Let me start again.
Okay. We're all good.
I give you a high five.
There's a little bit of blood.
There's like a slight glow when they high five.
Does it look like you slap it?
It feels like a wet squelch.
Do I have to count these touch hands? Okay, cool. I can mark them if you want.
This is a drinking game.
Okay, cool. Let's rock and roll, baby.
17.
Oh.
That's his hand stabs the knife.
We both rolled 17.
I'll call that null and void. Next round.
5.
15.
Whoa. Close.
It's, yeah.
Close.
Okay.
17.
11.
Whoa! Jaren has the drag.
Yeah.
15.
Nice.
You boss it.
Ready?
Yeah. 18.
8. I was better off being the stabber. Can we say that, I'm a little bit tipsy now?
Yeah.
And so I'm like...
I need to off my drink. 10 on that one.
10. Oh, Jen. So you're feeling pissed. Woozy. You're feeling real woozy.
17 on the last roll.
Nat 1.
Oh, God! Because you're rolling that 1, I'm going to say you break the knife.
Okay.
Through his hand?
His hand.
I heal it.
Oh, fuck!
Jaren does another shot voluntarily this time because he's got a fucking
18.
Again.
Is it just pinned through to the stump?
Yeah,
I grab it, I'm wiggling it to pull it out.
Oh god.
Oh, shit.
But you don't really feel it, Jaren, because you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're just on shit 6 shots of fire whiskey.
There's some water leaking through the dome
now.
Greedy man, what's up?
As you're getting up, can you roll me a constitution check?
So do I get my modifier for this?
Yes, you do.
6.
You try to stand up, it doesn't quite work for you. You're still conscious, but everything's kind of waving.
GD hops over and is like, Jaren, are you okay? And just heals his hand really quickly.
I'm just fine.
Hand's fine.
Okay.
Alright,
I pour water in your mouth.
Rosetta.
I'm shaping water to get rain.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Rosetta grabs you by the front of your tunic, by your male shirt. And it hoists you up and carries you over to one of the bedrolls.
I mean, this is nice, but we've only just met.
She says, oh, don't think you'd last, darling. I'd break you.
And she kind of like dumps you unceremoniously.
He's actually on your sleeping. Bed.
Yeah. Before he hits the ground.
Or something, yeah. I'm not meant to sleep.
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
So, there are three of you left at this drinking game. Saffron's just brought them out. The big Goliath pulls out another one, like, that sounds great. Oh, there we go. There's another for you. Oh. He's pretty pitched as well.
Has it just been us playing and none of the Highlanders?
It's just been you guys playing. None of the Highlanders are playing, but they're all fucked. They've been necking this fire whiskey straight. So they're they're playing. They're dancing like maniacs around the.
Can the gnomes handle it?
The gnomes cannot handle it.
Like, is it like a full pint?
They've got their own gnome glasses.
All right.
If I cocked out, then it's just raining on all of you now.
Yeah. So they're continuing the music. Which of all of you are going next?
I'll go again. You wanna stab me? Okay.
I like grab the knife from the Goliath, like, I jump up onto the stump and, like, jump up to grab it from the Goliath.
Nice. And then, he toys with you a little bit and sort of, like, lifts it up.
Hey! Hey!
Lifts it up.
Hey!
The gnomes scramble up one of his legs, using, like, they sort of, like, climb on each other's shoulders and sort of jump, kind of tackle his arm and bring it down.
Thank you.
Tiny sort of
are
guy.
You ready, Minty?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you still
so
get advantage.
Five contested rolls.
Ready? Set. Go. I got five. Ooh. Oh, wait, no, I'm stabbing this time. I want to be higher.
So Minty does a shot.
Oh, no.
I was so much better.
Roll a d20 constitution.
Just this?
Just d20.
16.
You handle it like a boss.
Yeah.
These are your people.
She just does a little tail wag.
Ready? Nat 20!
Yeah. Nice.
20 baby.
Nice. Yeah, in fact, because you rolled a nat 20, I'm going to remove one of the shots that you did.
Hot drinking is always a punishment in your campaign. Like, it always statistically affects you.
Yeah.
This is.
We had those cocktails.
So you.
They were fun.
They were fun.
If it's advantage, can Minty choose to take the lower of the two?
No, it has to be the highest.
Okay, no.
Wait! Oh.
Whiskey time.
Drink.
Judy is very, like, wanting to try and avoid having to do more shots if she can because she wants to be as sober as possible in this environment.
That is a three.
What did you roll?
Oh, no, this was for shot.
So this shot comes out of your nose. You sneeze this shit out. Your nose is now really sore.
We should have not rolled with advantage that time because
it makes it twice as hard.
If you're making us take the higher one. Which
it's like actually disadvantage.
Yeah.
I was getting a lot of nice rolls, but not for this.
Okay.
Wait, she's rolling constitution. Being a rogue wouldn't have any effect on it. So it should just be a straight roll, right?
Can we re-roll everything?
What's happened has happened.
You're just rolling one because you're not rolling dex. Because you're taking it rather than giving it three. Have you done five yet?
I think we've done four.
Okay.
Uno más.
Ready, set, go.
Oui. They like bumped each other.
Why am I rolling so shit?
Whiskey time!
Okay. Roll me a d20.
Come on. 16.
Again, you kind of regain your composure, you try not to pour it up your nose, and yeah, this one feels a lot better. Anyone else want to play, or are you all done?
I'm, like, jumping up and down off
the stump.
Judy is sitting down in a position where she can very easily pretend to be asleep. So if anyone tried to bully her into doing it, she'd just be like,
"Hey, duty!
I don't take you up on it.
Stabber so, or stabby?
Only the stabber.
Thank fucking God."
So,
he's got -5 to dexterity.
It doesn't matter.
Seven seconds.
Damn it.
I'm saying back to drunkenly trancing.
As at some point, like, after a few hours, without waking up, like, transfer into cross-legged position.
No, nobody sees it. They just sit around and I'm just floating. A little bit.
A little bit off the ground.
Minty has a carrot in her pocket and she's trying to fashion it into a flute right now. So she can serenade you.
Do you not have an instrument? You... Anyway.
I mean, not a bard, a rogue.
Yeah, but often as a background you have... I have an instrument as my acolyte background. Oh, I give you some pan pipes. I hand you some pan pipes.
Oh. I have a dragon chest set.
Not an instrument, but okay.
Not an instrument. I get to... counts as a tool proficiency, apparently, but a gaming set of some kind.
I have a deck of cards.
Why don't you ask Nyakris if he wants to play chess?
I don't like that you had to read stuff before we did this.
Yeah, sorry.
Is he gonna rage?
No, he's not. He's gonna roll with disadvantage, because he's a berserker. This is a giant Goliath.
Great.
Okay.
This is like trying to do keyhole surgery for him.
Ready?
Ready.
Set. Go.
13.
11.
18.
17!
No! Is he trying?
11.
14.
14.
I think they've been stuck on 11.
Stab it. And I do it, and I roll it.
One.
Ah, the loneliest number.
You vomit. All over him.
I can fit it. I can finish this game.
Last round.
Let's do it.
Okay. 9.
Nat 20. I went from a nat 1 to a nat 20.
This is the only time it doesn't feel good.
Okay, Saffron, I'm gonna put two for that.
What?
He's like, ah, you took it well. Hands you two shots.
Okay, so first shot, I rolled a 4. So
it goes down, but it doesn't come back up.
And the second shot, I rolled a 10.
Okay, that one you managed fine. Okay.
See, you just play it yourself, okay? It makes it easy.
Touch hands myself.
So,
and I pass out.
Pass out. Okay, so. So, all the Highlanders, they turn around and say to you, "I will. Time to be going. It's time to go to bed. Rest easy, we've got a few hours before dawn, and we'll leave just before." But this is freaking out. So you go to bed, sleeps off, and then. Wake up in the morning. Everyone roll me a constitution saving throw. Duty you can roll with advantage because you only took 2 shots.
Nat 20.
You
driving it.
Jan, you wake up from the first sleep you've ever had. And
that's 13 plus 1 is 14.
Yeah, you pass.
17.
Pass. Minty?
Oh no! That's a 4.
That's a 4.
Drink the least.
I mean,
that's a saving throw. You might get 1-1 for that.
So you get... No, because you won't be proficient. Constitution saving throws. Never mind.
So... Three out of the four of you wake up and you're like, wow.
Nindy just doesn't wake up. Whoa. She's dead.
Guys, I slept. And I feel amazing. Is it like this for you every morning?
No.
I mostly don't sleep anyway.
I feel amazing.
I'm very happy for you. Is anyone cooking eggs or breakfast for me?
All the Highlanders are up and, you know, fresh and... bushy-eyed and...
I go help with breakfast and stuff.
Bushy-eyed.
Bushy-eyed and bright-tailed.
Minty! Minty! Do you need healing?
Please.
Would it work, burning lay on hands or a healing light?
It would make her feel slightly better for maybe an hour or so.
Not wasting it.
So yeah, some of the... The Highlanders, they're all up and making breakfast. It's mostly porridge.
That's good.
Made with water.
And they're helping very cheerfully.
Yeah.
Are there any elves in the camp?
No.
Just you.
You're the elf.
Just you.
I'm the only elf on the island. And I'm the
the gnome twins... come over to try and help Saffron rouse you from bed. And they just start jumping on.
Hey,
get up, breakfast!
Hey.
Breakfast! This is where we drink breakfast beer!
The fucking squirrel is on my bed! Get up! Hey!
It's an easy mistake to make. These guys are a lot hairier than you.
He's like, it's not racist, I'm hungover!
You get up. And you're bustling around the camp.
Is it still raining?
It is not still raining.
A ray of light.
As you sat around drinking some water instead of beer. All the Highlanders are on beer because they're alcoholics. They're on like some like dark brown beer. They're pouring out like giant flagons into their cups. Munching on like porridge and some wild mushrooms that they've found. Sort of roasted on some sticks. And they're passing you around some food. Because you were in the camp and you've had like a period of rest, you have everything back, you have all your spell slots, you have all your HP back and whatnot. The head, the leader, Goliath, turns to you and says,
"My name's Robert. You guys accounted well for yourself last night."
"Thank you, Robert."
"I think you'll do well, yes. Don't you worry. No, every night's like that."
Saffron like tries to not look disappointed.
So he says, "Right, we've been planning a route and we're going to be heading north." Gestures east.
I look over. Does Nycris like wink at me or anything when I look at him pointedly?
You just catch him rolling his eyes like.
I message him. I say, "Thank you."
he goes like, "He has no idea what's going on." I'll give you a rundown of the classes. So the two Goliaths are both barbarians. There's Robert and Edic. There's Nyarkis, who is a cleric.
Oh, cool. Do I recognize his holy symbol?
It's familiar, but it's not something you've read much into.
What about me?
It's alien to you.
and Rosetta.
Reseth is a rogue.
Yes.
And the two...
Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Gnome.
And the
orb again.
She's saying that, and she looks up from her porridge with a wry smile. She's like, I like that. I like that a lot.
Good to be singing it off.
And the two gnomes are both rangers.
Ooh. That's a good party. Well balanced.
The holy symbol that this cleric is wearing around his neck. This is the sign of. It's like a palm print cast in iron.
Ooh.
Ominous.
Is it a right or left hand?
It is a left hand.
Can I roll insight to make sure he's not like a Vecna cultist?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Wait, I assume Judy wouldn't, like, lots of people would know about Vecna, because that's like big D&D lore. What am I adding to this?
Is it not your
intelligence?
Is it not your wisdom for an insight?
They're both the same. That's
are you doing insight?
Yeah.
It's 10.
10?
Insight's wisdom.
It is familiar, but it's you just can't put your
hand on it.
My tail on it?
Yes.
It's a hand symbol. I get it now.
You're funny.
You're funny, yes.
He sees you checking out his totem, and he sort of tucks it inside his kilt sash.
Oh God. It's not the Vecna.
You finish up breakfast and they start packing up their things. They've just got simple rolls with like the odd pan and flagon hanging off of their sort of belts carrying it over their shoulders. And you start making your way easty north.
Easty north.
Robert has sent one of the rangers. Ranger twins, Nils. He sent Nils out ahead, and as Nils goes bounding out towards the front, Nyarkas sort of catches him and whispers in his ear and says, "Don't lead us this way. It's that way, that way's north." And the ranger's like, And so they step in the east direction and just gently curve around up to the north. You're making your way through the forests, and it's not an evil forest, but you can sense it's potentially a dangerous forest.
This forest is also not down to chill.
Yeah, this forest not down
something
to chill.
Right. Hey, you copying our accents?
No, it was off this earth.
That was over Messenger.
OOC.
OOC.
That's a character.
You're making your way through, and you hear sort of breakings of trees and logs and stuff and things throughout the forest. You're not really happy about it.
Who's got the? Can I roll insight?
Yeah,
roll an insight.
Can we all roll insight?
Perception.
That's what
perception, insight, whichever you prefer.
I mean, they're the same shit. Well, if I didn't see anything.
I got a six. I got an eight. 13.
If it's inside.
You think you can see, like, quite a large dark shape.
Oh my god, what is this?
I think we're in a forest.
Thanks. Thanks, Yaren. Minty, what did you see?
I don't know. It was like a sort of black shadow, but it might just be because my head's sore. I'm not so sure.
I fire off Eldritch Blast in the direction.
What the fuck?
Oh god.
Okay.
Maybe I should not.
Wait, you don't. What else? I mean, you already said it. I was just thinking you're not going to consult the people we're with.
I'm going to cast a Blade Ward on myself as I see you do that.
I shout, "Heads up!" and fire one off into the woods.
You hit Nils.
Nils isn't going to be a huge dark shape.
Could be a
Okay. 2 seconds.
Just checking. We can see everyone that's like in our party, though.
Yeah, you can see everyone in your party. Okay. That's fine.
Jesus, Judy.
Last time we fought something, Minty went unconscious like 5 times. I don't want that to happen again to anyone. Best defense. Eldritch Blast.
Mom, will you crack my back? It hurts.
Okay.
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can be sound effects for the branches cracking.
Oh.
Nice.
There's always that last one.
Thank you. It's so bad.
Okay, so you see this Eldritch Blast going off into the woods, spiraling waves of lighting up the trees with arcane lightning energy as it goes, and you see it hit in the dark shape, and bounces off and heads up to the sky.
Oh, God!
Does it move?
You hear a long, deep, low rumble.
What the fuck did you do, Judy?
Fuck.
East north is not the way. No.
I go towards it.
How are the Goliaths reacting?
Not well. Like, what the fuck do that for?
There's something coming at us.
Well, there is now.
Don't worry about it.
I hike up my shield and start whipping my flail around.
Okay, so you see trees start to part violently. Splinters and leaves flying everywhere. This massive, dark, shiny, scaly limbs, black, almost iridescent black, with a sheen of just pure evil. Come towards you. As it closes in to 100 meters, it sort of becomes more of a form. You see a ginormous black dragon. Eyes gleaming red. Smoke and flames coming straight out of its nostrils.
As I'm like whipping my flail around, I'm like, "Duty, I'm fucking going to kill you."
Would it have?
We could have just
walked.
Nah, we couldn't.
Bonnie.
So.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, fuck. Maybe a dragon?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, you're right. Everyone will initiative.
Nat 20.
That is 21.
Wait. 7.
Okay. So the fuck
It'll be just d20 plus your dex.
So, Saffron got nat 20, Minty got 21?
Yeah. Your initiative bonus is your dex.
Oh, okay.
What did Jaren roll?
It was a 7 overall.
7?
12?
Does Minty think that, like, seeing, like, this amorphous blob become a dragon means it might not be a dragon?
No.
No?
It is, like, so dragon.
It's actually
that's
so dragon.
Totally a dragon.
I tried.
That's so dragon.
Oh dear.
That's so raven black dragon.
Oh no.
Okay. Who's first?
So the dragon is first.
That's a nice pen.
Thank you,
Parker.
So...
Oh, my leaky.
So, each creature of the dragon's choice is in that 120 feet of the dragon and aware of it must succeed on a DC 19 wisdom saving throw or become frightened for 1 minute.
So, if you have saving throw as wisdom one of your things, does that mean you add proficiency to it?
Yes.
Or have...
Yes.
Okay.
So we all need to roll wisdom save?
13.
Fail.
Yeah. 20. Nah.
Nat 20. Jaren passes. Jaren is not afraid.
9.
Oh, got hit. Oh. Was it 4?
So Jaren is not afraid. The stupid fuck.
Not afraid doesn't mean I'm going to take it on by myself.
That's the dragon bit knob. It's getting ready.
Guys, we just need to find his off switch.
The dragon rears up. And uses poison breath. Everyone roll me a d20.
Add anything?
It's a constitution.
14.
6.
15.
14.
Jesus.
None of you pass.
Great.
So... flaming, poisonous cloud erupts from this dragon's mouth. He starts from left to right and sweeps, engulfing all of you in this horrible, horrible mist of death.
Fucking hate dragons.
Everything goes white. None of you are in the forest anymore. All of you are standing.
Can we see each other?
You can see each other. All the Highlanders are there. All of you are there. You're in the same sort of positions that you were in, but everything around you is white. There are no features. It is just white. You can't even tell what you're standing on. But you're just in a set. And you're not in the plane that you were.
Did we die?
I think we died.
Unicorn!
Like,
are you there?
Duty, shut up.
What's going on? What's going on? Where are we? Where are we?
Oh man,
this is bad.
Well, we possibly
died.
Can
I walk?
You can walk, but you don't go anywhere. Think of it like the loading screen in the Aliens.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you know the bit in Demon Slayer with like total concentration thing? That's what I was thinking of.
Weird question. Has anybody died before?
No.
Nah. No, I'm too good for that, says Rosetta.
Well, it was the first time for everything, possibly.
We're not dead. We're not dead, guys.
Can I roll an Arcana check?
You can roll an Arcana check.
Can I, like, investigate?
Are we still
something?
In
initiative? I don't know.
No.
Oh, okay.
17.
You don't really notice. Can't really pick up anything.
I want to try and cast Divine Sense.
Ooh.
Okay.
Which... Oh, that's not going to help anything. Never mind. Wait, let me see. Why did I not... Or I didn't prep anything that's helpful in this situation.
I think this would be hard to call.
Because I have, like, dispel magic and shit. But no arcana. Because a dragon is...
Try dispel magic on someone.
Is
no
with
us.
Hallucinating.
No, I don't have...
He is here, right. Even though he was out scouting ahead.
Yeah, oh, no, like, all of them are there. Oh,
okay.
Can I investigate?
No. You can investigate if you want.
I just want to see.
Mincy drops down, licks the ground.
It's going to be a very hard DC.
15.
No.
Yeah.
You can't really figure anything out.
I mean, if I use Divine Sense, I can see if this is hollow or desecrated land, or detect celestial fiend or undead.
No,
that won't be helpful. I could do Abjure Enemy, which affects a creature within 60 feet.
No, that won't help.
I can't try anyways. I could become Arcadian.
Your other character.
My other character.
I'm just going to take a hand axe and hit the floor and see what happens.
Okay, I'm going to sit down and look at my spells. Can I do that?
I'll see.
Judy sits cross-legged and starts going through her Book of Shadows as well, like the huge book off her back, because she took Book of Shadows as an invocation, and I'm going to search furiously IRL for a spell that I can cast as a ritual that might help.
Okay. And a loud voice appears to all of you. You don't really hear it outside it. You hear it in your head. You hear it, like, the Highlanders hear it as well. And they're visibly shaken by it arriving inside their brains.
God.
This voice says, "Magic won't help you in here."
Where is here?
On a different plane. Not one that you will have heard of, but one that I created. There's one among you who will know me.
Is it me? It's me or Saffron? I bet it's you or me. What's your name?
They call me the Goddess of Cats.
Ah, of course.
I immediately go into Downward Dog and, like, into, like, just start, like, into, like, Child's Pose and, like, my goddess, why have you brought us here?
I have saved you.
We appreciate that gesture.
Yes, thank you very much.
It was unwise to provoke that servant of the darkness.
I, like, turn and glare at you.
Agree to disagree.
I apologize greatly for my companion's actions, like, my great goddess of cats.
Do the bow and Bastet. Force duty down as well.
I'm already sitting down.
And I'm just, like, pushing you forward to bow.
I resist. Can we do a contested spell check?
Yeah, if you want.
Natural 20.
Jaren breaks a finger trying to push you down.
Judy does a lot of planks.
Strangely good abs.
Are you all quite finished?
Yes, Bastet.
I thought you'd know me.
Meeting a god.
There's still no, like, form of her. It's just her voice.
Yeah.
And she said,
how are the barbarians reacting to all this?
They're losing their shit.
Like,
but she says that. But then she says, there is something that only you can hear. And then all of a sudden, the Highlanders freeze.
And then all of us are.
And all of you are just...
I, like, go into full Lotus now. Ready. I can't be full Lotus anymore.
There is one who... There is one who is out to stop you on your quest. A servant of Bane.
Is it that bartender?
No, he's far too pretty. Good choice, by the way.
Thank you, Vastet. Your approval means everything. A servant of Bane. Are they within our party? At the moment?
I cannot see.
What can we do to stop them?
You must keep your wits about you and make sure that you do not give away too much about your nature and the nature of your quest, your true quest, to those who you encounter. Is there anything you wish to ask?
He's actually raising his hand because he's not sure what to do.
Jaren?
If we're able to go back, are we still going to be in front of the dragon?
Can you maybe drop us a couple blocks? Much appreciated.
Just the blocks drop is all. It's all yes.
I can only do so much. I will do what I can.
Much appreciated.
Duty?
Have you seen my unicorn recently?
No.
Oh. Come on.
I only see through the eyes of my worshippers.
Okay.
I will try to keep my eyes more open to serve you better.
A good disciple.
I, like, bow again.
A tissue materializes in front of you.
Does she?
No, a tissue.
Oh.
Materializes in front of you.
Can't wait to pull my friends back at the temple about this.
I cannot hold you here for much long, but I will hold you until the danger has passed. For now, I cannot put you back, for the dragon still roams where you lie. But I will cast you back into your bodies as soon as it is gone.
Thank you, Master.
I leave you now. And the Highlanders are unfrozen. And then they're like, what was that?
It was a cat lady. The biggest cat lady of all.
Can I roll to see if I faint?
Yeah.
Two.
You faint hard.
So the short story is, our friend here serves a cat goddess. He pissed off a dragon, and the cat goddess saved us. All of us. This is a weird day.
I thought seeing an elf sleep was going to be the strangest thing I saw today.
What is Nyakris' reaction to this?
He's unsettled.
Unsettled?
Yes.
That's
interesting.
Interesting. I go to walk towards him. I don't move as I walk. I just walk a place over it. I'm like, ah.
He looks strangely at you, like, what the fuck's she doing?
Like, you doing okay?
Shh.
It's just, this is a fairly well-known cantrip. You would know about it. It's quite low-level magic. You can reply to this message.
I was just taken aback. Too many voices in my head.
I know that feeling. I've never been a big worshipper of Bastet myself. I don't imagine you're the same.
Me neither, no.
No. I'm more of a Maliki kind of tiefling myself. Where I tend to lean towards.
Nature, yeah.
Nature stuff. Yeah, you know. It's all green and good. Yes. What about yourself? Don't have to say anything if you don't want. And can I, that be a persuasion roll?
Yeah.
To try and find out. Oh, I have don't have persuasion, but I do have plus 3 charisma.
Okay.
That's a, oh, 5. I shouldn't have said rolling.
I will roll. I roll. I roll wisdom. Six.
Oh my god, so close.
I know. Yeah, he says,
my old church did not serve me well.
Oh, same.
So I've had to try and find a new one, and the road has been rocky.
Amen. Yeah, I was raised in a cult.
Not fun.
No, no. I still get letters from my parents. But, yeah, I think tieflings can be a bit predisposed to cults. I think it's the infernal. Judy has lost track of what she's saying. It's kind of rambling now.
You just go like, yeah, sure, yeah. Great.
Yeah. So, what? And then it's just like random. So, the church you were raised in, was it, oh, what's the main dwarven god called again? I can't remember.
It wasn't that. It was a difficult time.
Okay. And then Judy will go for broke and make a stupid joke because she's just still a little nervous. At least it wasn't a Vecna cult.
Well, yeah, for that. Yeah, at least it wasn't that. Okay. Oh, thank the gods.
He kind of says, "Oh, I'm gonna
try and regain your senses back."
Okay.
Please just chill.
A little bit of time passes. You're probably all getting bored, and then all of a sudden, woof! And you're lying where you fell. The ground around you is scorched and dead. A mixture of fire and rot has set in around the immediately surrounding forest. The dragon is not there.
So, Judy, what did we learn from this experience?
I think I'd do the same thing again, in all honesty.
I, like, run at your legs.
I kind of try and dodge.
Make me a dex versus strength.
I don't want to burn a spell slot to Misty Step. Natural 20.
Saffron runs against Judy's leg and just sort of bounces off kind of comically. The gnome twins just fall about laughing.
I just did what I was thought best to protect you guys, and I was wrong, but you can only do your best.
But you can communicate. Communication is key.
She's not wrong.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed. And I, like, walk off and dust myself off.
Stay with the group.
I still am with the group. I'm just, like, further up.
Robert shouts after you, like, "You're going south! North this way!" And points west.
I, like, whip my finger up and I keep walking.
So... Yeah, you're back, and you're kind of shaken. There's some scuffs and scrapes, and a lot of charring on you, but there's no actual damage taken. You all look a bit road weary.
It's a new change card.
Brushing soot off.
We still walking along?
Yeah, so what are you guys doing? Are you guys stopping and conferring, or...?
I was gonna keep walking.
I go over to, one of the... I go over to, either Nikos or Rosetta, because I think they're the easiest ones to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you normally have experiences with, like, a fucking dragon on this trail? Is this such a dangerous route usually?
Nyarkus sort of does a 1,000-yard stare and says,
"No, No, we've never seen dragons like that in these parts before.
Okay, well, hopefully we won't again then.
He says,
me too.
Judy walks on.
The rest of the Highland bandits start walking back in the direction. Nils still leading gently a gentle curve back towards north after they set out west.
Well, it's so much time.
It's the scenic route.
I'm going to fast forward a couple of days worth of travel. No encounters. You hear normal rustlings in the woods for like animals and things.
Stop Judy shooting them with Eldritch Blasts.
she accidentally disintegrates a rabbit by accident.
No, if it's not powerful enough to kill us in one hit, I'm not going to shoot it.
just so you know, 77 points of damage that
would have been instant death.
Ouch.
Flesh wound.
Gone, so
yeah. So you, after a few days, you start coming to noticeably more hilly and rocky ground. The forest becomes more sparse and it gives way to more patches of the likes of heather. You see a mix of white heather and purple heather. And the trees become more scraggly and less closely growing, until it eventually breaks out into like great sort of almost like a tundra-like vast hilly. You start to see the beginnings of foothills of mountains and things like that. And as you come nearer to the closest mountain range to you, you see. Built along the bottom of this, acting as the border of the Iron Realm, a great long wall encircling this vast mountain range, interspersed with lots of towers, some smaller but some large main towers. You see some small networks of some small roads leading up to some of the bigger gates. The route you're taking, though, is cross country. You're not really anywhere near any routes.
Looking over the like big intimidating architecture, though, Judy just says, "Very message, just like no place like home."
This is where you guys are from.
This looks tough.
It was not fun.
Let's like get this shit done and get out of here. This place gives me the heebie-jeebies, and we're not even in it yet.
It's not so bad apart from the fascism and inhospitable terrain.
Yeah.
Have you ever been this far away from the ocean, Jared?
Nope.
Aww.
A fish out of water, you might say.
Judy puts her hand on your arm.
Everything turns white.
Oh, God!
That's it. No more jokes like that.
Oh, I'm very nervous.
I don't want
I'm bad sorry.
To just be you telling us off some bad puns.
No, I'm joking. Wreck on that.
Very nervous and very sad.
I use thaumaturgy to create a sea breeze for Jaren.
Mm. He's at ease. Very much appreciated.
Okay. There's a look of grim determination and a faint hint of wistfulness around some of the Highlanders. They know that this is their country, but this is the part of it that they don't feel is theirs, and they don't feel like they belong to.
Mm.
They're at home with the terrain, but not the setting.
Mm-hmm. I say to Rosetta quickly, like, I know how it feels. A bit.
Yes, I imagine you do. It's hard to watch such a beautiful land encircled by such a barbarous regime.
Things change for the worse. Means they can change for the better, too.
I truly hope so.
Is this a outsider stay out kind of situation, or are we going to...
I think this is sneaky boy sneak situation.
The Arca says, sneak. Ain't no way we're getting through in any of them main gates.
Sneaky boy sneak.
You guys, the whole group starts trekking from the scattered tree line towards the wall.
I want to ask Niekis, like, how risky is this? Like, we saw a lot of bands where there were tieflings with sort of, like, indentured service going in. Would it be less dangerous at all to try and set up a disguise like that?
Be worse.
Much worse?
Much worse.
I thought so, just wanted to check. I don't think Saffron would agree to pretend to be a servant either.
They immediately seize and impound any unregistered transactions.
Ah, fuck. Fuck, hey, duck.
Sneaky boy sneaks.
Sneaky boy sneaks.
Do we have a crew name yet? I guess we're at the bootleg campaign.
That's just the name of the campaign. You guys can.
Yeah,
are you thinking
the sneaky boy sneaks?
The sneaky boys who sneak.
Sneaky boy sneaks.
I suppose we got one rogue and everyone else had terrible sneaking.
We also only have one technically boy, so we'd have to be the sneaky boy sneaks.
Oh yeah, the sneak. There is only one boy. The boy in the sneaks.
The boy in the sneaks.
Sorry. One boy, two sneaks, one saffron. Anyway, we'll keep workshopping it, guys. Message out.
The Goliaths look around at that saffron, that sound saffron just made, like, what was that?
Happens all the time. Happens all the time. But it's okay.
I was just when we're using messenger, is it all of us just sort of like squinting into the distance, like. It's like with the mental strain of telekinetic communication.
All the Highlanders think you've seen something. Like, what?
What is it? What is it?
We need to get some sunglasses.
Oh, I need to draw that.
You don't,
have,
you don't
shit.
Need to dampen your dark vision any further, like. So you all make your way. It takes a few hours to get to the wall. They bring you to a section which is in between. You've got about a mile between the gates. And they bring out their packs a series of ropes and grapples. And they explain that they're going to climb up.
Sneaky boy sneaks.
Duty. Strongly considers burning a misty step to avoid having to climb over, but waits for a rope instead.
Okay. Who decides to go up the rope first?
Oh, GT will go first.
GT will go first, okay.
Is it roll a dex check?
Yes, please.
Char will stand at the ready for catch it.
That is 21.
Never been?
Yeah, you scramble up good.
Use my tail.
I'd like you to make a stealth check.
Okay. No one look up my skirt. Oh.
It's only an eight.
I wish it fell off.
You clatter a lot while doing it, but it's not devastatingly loud.
Devastatingly Eldritch blasting the dragon.
Shut up.
Who goes next? Okay. Roll me a dex, please.
Okay. Can I not have used my 21 dex for the stealth as well? It was such a better roll. Worked out anyway.
Oh my god. You have a high dex addition though.
And it's not so hard to climb up a rope.
Six.
So you got a six.
Wait.
I rolled a 3.
Well, there you go. I feel like a rogue would have something else to add.
I think it's plus 6.
Your
ducks.
Plus
3
for ducks.
Investigation.
Hmm? Investigation
is my good one.
Okay.
Oh, that's died.
Looks good enough.
No, it's not.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, are they going to hurt themselves?
No. No, they're not.
Okay.
I would like you to roll a stealth saving throw. Yes.
Okay. We've got one. Sorry. Oh my god, 5.
Five.
Are they gonna hurt themselves now?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's a stealth saving throw.
I would have opened the dimension door underneath them and banned them to the top of the wall. I have dimension door.
This, I didn't realize it was something this early.
It's level 2 spell, right?
I'm just
going to... I'll check that.
No, I'm not questioning you.
No, it's okay.
I just thought dimension door was higher than that.
Duty is a warlock. Yes, spells are the thing.
Spells are weird.
So... Minty tries to climb up, gets halfway, screams, "Oh shit!" loses her footing, and crashes to the floor.
Oh, me tail!
This noise echoes round the wall and the mountains. Duty, roll me a perception check.
Thirteen.
You hear the sound of footsteps. No, not angry men. you hear the footsteps of soldiers coming towards where the sound coming on the wall.
Okay.
Towards where they heard the sound.
I checked, and I don't have dimension door, but I do have two misty steps up, down, and oh, I can't bring someone with me with Misty Step.
Can I go and find somewhere to hide at least?
Well, everyone's down at the bottom of the wall. Okay. There's not really
and
much.
And she's on the other side. Or is she on our... She fell on the right side of the wall?
No, she didn't even get up.
And the guards are coming on her side?
No, so she's still on the outside of the wall.
Okay. Where are the guards coming towards?
They're on the top of the wall.
Okay.
Should have stayed up.
Can I say I didn't because I had no idea what the actual situation was?
Yeah, we'll wreck on that.
Okay, thank you. I said, guys, there's guards coming at the top of the wall. What should we do?
Hide.
Minty, hide. Yeah.
How many are there?
How many do I hear?
You hear 12.
There's 12. There's a dozen guards coming.
How fast do you think that... No.
We have enough time to hide.
The rest of the group
right?
as well.
How close are they coming in?
So they're...
It's just like,
So I'd say they're about 30 seconds away.
How many of us are there?
There are 10 of you.
I have a grappling hook and a rope as well, so we could technically go up two at a time.
Yeah. That's fine. If you want to climb up, then you can do that. But by the time you do that, they will probably be there.
Guys, do you just want to take them? We can hide, and if they see us, we just fight back.
Is it worth consulting the bandits?
Yeah, I said that out loud when there were 12 guards coming. And except to Misty. Minty, sorry. I was thinking Misty Step. I said Minty, hide. Because there were guards coming, and so I was hoping that he's hiding on the other side of the wall, whilst I go in with my mouth... I say, there are guards coming. There's about 12 of them. They're going to be here in 30 seconds. What do you want to do?
So, Robert says, always the same way. There's always some puny wee mucker in a runner crossing. Come on, Rob, let's get going. And Nilsson Bills go to scurry up the... You go to scurry up the ropes.
Yes.
Nils makes it. Bills runs headfirst into the wall. and knocks himself out.
Oh, Christ.
So Nils is up there with you. By this time, have you guys decided to go up?
I'm going
to
go up.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
okay.
go.
I was going to ask, can I roll for strength instead of dex when I'm climbing up?
I'll allow.
Can I do likewise?
Give him an inch.
If you let me do dex, I have 14. Is that enough to get up?
Yeah, that's enough to get up.
Okay.
I'll stick with dex as well.
And then it's stealth.
Just my athletics is better than my acrobatics.
And then 14 stealth as well.
Okay.
Fifteen for climbing.
Yeah, that's fine.
And 17 for stealth.
Yeah, I'll say that I'd say at this point stealth doesn't really matter anymore.
Okay.
Cause the guards were already alerted. So the guards, as you finish climbing over the wall, you see the first guards coming around the corner of a wall from another section on both sides. So there are six on each side of you. Everyone, roll initiative.
Well, so some folk are still down at the bottom of the wall as well, aren't they?
Yes.
Natural 20.
10.
So with addition to that, that's
23.
We in combat.
16.
So you've got that 20. Mm-hmm. What's the stuff we get?
13.
16. And Jan?
10.
Okay.
Eldritch Blast. Now you can Eldritch Blast.
These guys roll shit.
Does Hunter's Mark only work for ranged weapons, or does that work for melee weapons as well?
It works for everything.
Yeah. You just mark them, and when you hit them,
you have to mark them at the beginning of your turn.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Right. Duty goes first. So there are six guards. They are, I'm going to have them in pairs.
Okay.
So there are six guards about 5 feet away from you now. What would you like to do?
GT has not learned that lesson, but does care about what people think. So, like, we are fighting, right?
Yes.
And then we'll, like, bring out one hand to the closest ones and just cast Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
Which is, I roll a spell attack.
Is it just as a ranged attack?
It is a ranged spell attack. So I add proficiency and charisma to it to try and hit. So I add 5. So, no! 9.
Yeah, it doesn't hit.
No! Even though they're 5 feet away? Oh my god! Disappointing.
Excuse me.
Are there just guards on one side of me? Or both?
So there are people behind you on your side, but there's all. So.
Let's say that we're sort of back to back. I've got six in front of me,
yeah.
You've got six in front of you, and then whichever Nils?
Nils is up there.
Nils is the one who comes.
Okay, I draw my sword and just like wait for them to come then.
Okay. Next it's Minty.
How far do my pistols shoot?
Should you try and climb up again?
You could use your action to climb up.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay. Roll a dex check for me.
Absolutely livid. Haven't hit with a spell since the first.
Oh, Jesus. 5.
5. I can't, no.
Just trying to crawl.
Sorry. Saffron next.
I'm going to Hunter's Mark, whichever two are closest to me.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna run up to them and try and hit with my flail.
Okay.
So Hunter's Mark only does extra. No, it helps you hit, right?
Yeah.
It gives you advantage on that?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay.
Enters Mark.
I used to know it.
Until the spell ends, you deal an extra 1d6 to the target whenever you hit it with a weapon attack, and you have advantage on any perception or survival checks to find it.
So it doesn't actually help me hit it, it just
it helps with the damage.
Okay. 12. Plus my attack bonus, so 16.
Hits!
And then that is. Wow, damage. What is this thing? plus my d6 is 7.
7. Yeah, so you smash your flail into his face and he looks pretty fucking hurt.
Oh, wait, plus strength, right?
Yeah.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah, he's really fucked up.
Sorry.
He's really fucked up. He's like, there's like gouges in his face where your flail hit him and it's just like, ah, I can't really see. The guy next to him gets spattered with blood and yeah, it's not very good.
Fucker.
As well, if this guy dies before the spell ends, which is an hour concentration, you can reapply it to a new target.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Is that you?
Yeah.
That's me. Next, it is the guard you just hit. He's gonna jab at you with his spear.
That's my AC.
Okay, so it hits anyway. So 6, 7. Does appallingly.
Good.
Fuck you. Does 4 damage.
Okay.
Next it is Robert. He's going to try and oof. Oh, not 20.
Does he leap up the wall in a single bound?
Yeah, he leaps up the wall in a single bound. That's his action taken.
What?
Robert just sort of like
fuck yeah.
Roll the nat 20.
Damn, son.
Next it is Jaren.
Cool. Couple of questions. How close are the guards to each other, and how wide is the wall?
So the wall is about 5 feet wide. Okay.
Okay. And how close together are the other 6 than the one that Saffron's in the mix with?
So all the guards are like standing about a foot away from each other.
Okay. I'd like to enter within 15 feet of the other 6.
Which you are, because they're about 10 feet away from you.
Would I be able to get at least 15 feet away from these two?
With
allies
in there. You would with Saffron, because Saffron's engaged with the others, because they're 10 feet to the other side.
Okay.
Duty would still be in range.
Never mind. I was going to try and Thunder Wave them off the wall.
Go for it.
Okay, are you sure? This was...
Yeah. Fuck.
Okay, I'm going to charge
it. It's worth it. It
sounds familiar.
It does, a little bit.
I'll charge into the middle of the other pack of 6 and cast Thunder Wave.
Okay.
Slamming my trident into the ground. DC 12.
I make a dex saving throw, right?
Constitution saving throw.
Constitution. Less good.
Fuck me sideways.
Yeah, no, that's a 7 for DC.
Oofed.
This will be 2d8. You said to do... of these 6 guards.
Oh, they all... So... 4 of them got 3, and
okay.
2 of them got 16.
Okay, so the 2 that saved will take half damage. Sorry, was it? Hang on, was it?
4 saved, 2 failed.
4 saved, 2 failed.
No, 4 failed.
4 failed.
2 saved.
So the 2 that saved will take half damage.
Uh-huh.
The ones that failed will take 2d8 thunder damage and be pushed away 10 feet.
Okay.
Is it along the wall or off the wall?
I would say in like a... In like
it's
a,
like outwards from me.
Yeah, outwards from... From Jaren.
Okay.
It's a 15-foot cube originating on myself.
Nice.
2, 4. So that's 4 damage to those who failed, and 2 damage to those who saved. And yeah, push back 10 feet. So you're catapulted.
I wink at you as I fall backwards over the wall.
Maybe like along the wall.
Yeah, because okay, you're directly behind him. I'm gonna allow that. I'm gonna say that you get like pushed back into, but you kind of hit into Nils and knock him over, and you guys are prone.
Hi, Nils.
Then So the two who saved, I'm going to say, are the two who are furthest away from you. So they take minus two.
Yeah, the two damage.
That'll finish them off.
Do they get blown back at all?
Not the ones who saved.
Okay. And these guys take four, but they get blown off the wall. Oh, fuck.
If it matters, if there's anything else up here, anything unsecured also gets blown away 10 feet.
Okay.
A guy's flagging.
One of the grappling hooks gets knocked off the wall.
That would be secured. A grappling hook is secure.
And unsecured objects within the area.
That's
effect.
A secure object.
Can we flip a coin to see if it's odds or evens on a d20, if it's secured or not?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't counter my DM. I respect you.
Have you? Odds it's secured, evens it's unsecured.
Can the grappling hook make a constitution saving throw?
No.
No. Damn it.
11, so it's secured.
I'm sorry.
Lawful shenanigans.
Okay,
sorry,
so these guys need to make a throw for fucking
fall down. Is the wall?
The wall is 40 feet high.
Moved.
Yeah.
Duh.
She big.
She's sexy.
God, I was underway.
Okay, here we go.
Is that from Shrek? That song? No, that's like the.
It's a Rocky.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you
doing? Da
da da. Oh,
da da. It's like the ultimate training montage song.
So if I was here, it's only different.
Oh, boy.
It's 1d6 bludgeoning damage for every 10 feet in a fall. Okay, so that is 4d6. Oops! What happened to this? I don't, can I borrow d6 please?
You can borrow so many d6s. If you need d6s, just ask.
So two of them are dead. Oh yeah, four of them are dead. The last two who died are fucking strawberry jam.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry guys, I hope we aren't aiming for non-lethal.
The spattering of blood wakes Bills up. We're like, ah, oh god, it's so icky.
Can I, as a free action, just look up and wink at the other two guards still on the tower?
Yeah, they're not too happy. They're not too happy. But they're still looking okay.
Mm. They took two damage.
Next it is. So, oh fuck, this initiative doesn't even matter anymore. Okay, so these two are gone. These are minus two. So it's those two guys that took the two damage. I'm going to go in and make a spear attack.
Cool.
On you. 11.
Does not hit.
Doesn't think so. Okay. So next it is Duty.
Finally. So when I was in the loop. In the league.
Yeah, but we're so close.
You were close. I use half my movement to spring up. Is there many of my companions between me and the nearest enemy on either side?
It is just Jaren, who's not close. I'd say he's about 3 or 4 feet away from the last two guards. Actually, no, he's in combat with the guards.
Yeah, how healthy are the guards?
These guards, they've lost 2 hit points. They're looking okay, but they're not, like, pristine.
I'm going to spend my... yes, I will try and guide him both, and I'll say, Jaren, step to your right, and just get him to dodge slightly out the way so I have a clear shot.
Roll
a
dex save.
Dex save. I don't think I get proficiency on dex saves. No, I don't. 12.
I'll allow it. Thank you.
I lean to my neck.
This is right after the wink as well, so it's just...
Um, 13? Does it hit?
Does it?
Does not
hit. No! Oh my god!
Do you have Logic Missile? I feel like that would be like a good shout at this point.
No, that's...
Is there more bread over there?
Yeah, if you want me to bring you some bread.
Yeah,
cheese.
I would love... Well, not cheese, but...
I'm gonna suck Magic Missile next time.
Why do my spells never hit? It's all my spell slush.
Invocations did you take?
I have Agonizing Blast and, Book of Secrets.
I think later on... Maybe, or just, I think there is an invocation that basically turns Eldritch Blast into a magic missile.
I haven't seen it in the book. There's a few you can load up to. I've got it to, that increases its damage. Mm. It's but I was trying to do Guiding Bolt, which does 4d6.
Yeah, yeah, that would be a good one.
That would be a good one.
That would probably.
That's why I tried to use it twice.
You don't seem to have good luck with Guiding Bolt.
No, the first session we had, I melted a dude with it.
Yeah.
And then ever since, it's never hit. Yeah, it's good when it hits. I mean, I've got so many nat 20s for useless stuff just not being pushed over by my friends. I've
got a nat 20 for holding my hand on a log.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn.
You can just put it back on there.
It's your turn, Mint.
Me and you, Wo. We've had our differences. Can I maybe climb now?
You try climb.
Okay. The wall ends its back.
You may climb.
What am I doing?
Climb me like a tree. Climb me like one of your French walls.
What was that, 8?
No.
It's denied.
You get knocked off a wall by one of the flying guards.
From me, like, sitting on top of Nils, I message Minty, like, not a good day for teeth.
Sorry about the flying bodies, Minty.
I, like, yell down. I want to yell down and be like, if you tie yourself to the rope, I will pull you up.
Okay.
I'm just going to yell that. If you choose to do that on your next turn,
I might be wise.
Or if you want to do it right now.
You're a rogue, surely you can climb a rope. Do you not like. What?
Yeah, isn't there a rogue thing?
Don't you get like. Wait, are you.
She's rolled like 3 and 5 and 2.
Just up.
Doesn't like second story work give you advantage or something?
No,
I'm gonna look at.
No, I'm on it.
You're on it.
You're a thief. Yeah, you're a thief, right?
Yeah.
There's something called second story work, and I'm sure that
would
kick in somehow.
Second story work, climbing no longer costs you extra movement, and you can, yeah, I think that's about it.
Bitch, what?
In addition, when you make a running jump, you can increase the distance by your dex modifier and fee. But
doesn't really help for this, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it,
not with that attitude.
I am God, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So next it is Saffron.
Fast hands lets you use an object as a bonus action, so would that include the grappling hook?
Yeah, but it doesn't help her actually get up the grappling hook.
Does it have another go as her action?
Or use her climbing speed to like.
Or. Can I flail?
Oh, sorry.
How many guards are left?
So there are still 6 on your side, and there are 2 on the other side.
Mm. Nom, 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 nom. I don't feel like using any of my special things yet. I'm gonna fail
again. It doesn't work that well, trust
me. I'm gonna fail again.
Okay.
Same
person.
If it ain't broke,
which
don't fix it.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Doesn't hit.
Fuck this shit. I'm going to... I think I have a bonus action. Nope. I don't. Oh! Who has a really low AC? Really low AC. Is anybody getting injured right now?
I took 4 points from Yaren, but...
Sorry!
Okay, no, right. I'm fine. Done. I'm good.
Okay, cool.
Can I have more bread and cheese?
Yeah. This is nice.
So, it is the guard that you just took a swing at and missed.
Yeah.
Having a go with you.
Yeah. This seems to be our interaction.
Mm-hmm. He rolls a 19.
That hits.
With a spear. What does he roll with? Ah, it's 1d6. Yeah. 3.
Just trying.
Next it's Jaren.
Ooh, me again. So I've got 2 guards in front of me.
Yeah.
I will.
You just dodged a guiding bolt.
Right. I will booming blade the one on the left.
Okay.
So this will just be a weapon attack. Two-handed in the trident.
Okay.
20, not natural.
Yep, that hits.
So this will be 4 damage. And if he moves, he'll take... If he voluntarily moves, he will take 1d8 thunder.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's 4 damage in total?
For that dude, yeah.
Oof. Not looking too well. Next it is the guards who are behind the ones that you're in combat with. So they're going to try and move past and attack... Nils?
His AC might not be great. He's a ranger.
Now we established I am sitting on Nils.
You got up though.
I did.
Is Bills or... Wait, what's wrong?
Oh, he woke up when some blood hit him.
Yeah, is he still
one of the guys
like, down with me?
Yeah, he's still down there with you. Just... like, why can you nail that? So that hits Nils. Does 4 damage. Okay, next it is. It's gonna be Bills next.
So he's also going to be defeated by the wall.
Could be. No, he claims it.
Damn
that's,
it!
That's his action. I was like,
they
sorry!
You.
Next it is. Robert.
Oh yeah, he's up here.
He is going to
make mincemeat
out of these cards.
He just uses the flat side of the blade to swap them off the wall.
Works for me, roughly.
You okay?
Roll constitution, everyone.
Not good.
You succumb to Dave's butt weapon.
I feel like Dave's a save against a. It's hard to know. I have an 8.
How long?
Make that noise again.
Okay, so he is.
It was wonderful.
On the guards that just tried to. Oh fuck, he definitely hits. He got a 24.
Oh lord.
D12, which one's D12? That
one. D12 is like that.
That one, yeah.
Got it. It has 12 sides.
Alright.
fucking cuts this guy in half.
Juicy looks kind of, like, glad they're winning the fight, sad that she might not get to actually hit anyone.
So there are only... So there's still two... That's the end of this... Is it? No.
Mm-mm. You haven't given Rosetta a turn entire time.
Or headache.
No, so Rosetta is going to try and climb up.
Or Narcus.
Rosetta bounds up in a single leap.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they all rolled really badly, and I got kind of carried away with the guards getting fucked up like
that. But you'd say if they fell it, they need to use their movement to stand up from prone, and then that could be what they were doing.
Yeah. Yes.
the entrance.
So because she's a rogue, she can now attack, because that doesn't cost her move. So she's going to attack the one that Robert... The one that Robert killed. She hits and is... Oh wow! Yeah, she fucks this guy up as well. Okay, so that's two rogues, two of the guards down. There's still two engaged with Saffron. There are still two behind those guards engaged with Saffron, and the two of you.
Okay, so there is some people left to kill.
Don't worry.
I hope there weren't any civilians
on
the inside
of this,
so
the
ones
getting
turned into mincemeat.
Right, like in the middle of the map.
That's okay then.
Narcus is going to. Going to cast. No, he's going to hold back. Narcus is not going to climb. And then Edic is going to try and climb.
The hand symbol is the hand for stop.
Edit climbs up, but that's his thing.
Take a bite at your feet.
next is back to Booty.
Okay. Well, let's see how old reliable Elder Chablast.
Which way am I leaning this way?
Who's the healthiest looking guard? Is the one of the ones facing?
There's one that's pretty healthy right next to Lexi. The one that's next to Saffron. So the one that she's in combat with is not well. There's another one near him, though, and there's two behind them.
Okay. That's 20. A dirty 20 to hit.
That hits.
With my cantrip.
Cantrips win games.
Cantrips win games.
They're called cantrips for a reason.
It's 4 damage.
4 damage.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, it hits.
It's something. It's more than I've done so far.
2 HP was noticeable impact, at least.
Okay. So he's looking a little rough.
Okay. Yeah, that's more where that came from, fucker.
He's just like, huh?
You hurt me.
I can't hear it from your noble accent.
I'm not a noble!
You're centralist, I tell you.
What? Whose side are you on?
Next is Minty.
Do I need to climb?
Yes, you need to climb. Can you not just jog back till you get an angle and shoot?
Well, yeah, I could shoot. I feel like I've been defeated too many times, though.
You win this one, Wall. I'm going to wait for someone to come magic me up there.
Wait, you said the wall was like 40 feet, did you not?
Yeah.
How far can my pistol?
You can look at
it's 40 feet for your
ooh.
For your pistol.
Or like 80 with disadvantage, right?
Yes. Like a wild shot.
Try and arc it.
Wanted style.
Seeing is Nearchus staying down there?
Yeah, he's still down there.
Just put the kettle on.
Gonna chill with him, eat some popcorn, maybe shoot a few guns. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. What do I do
Change of strategy.
So roll a d20 to hit.
Okay.
Nice, very sitting on my bed.
So add dex and proficiency. Oh, add dex and proficiency to that. So
is the dice broken?
That'll be 9 total.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Fuck me.
I feel your pain.
I'm sorry. It's just the way the dice fall.
As soon as we get a couple more levels, we'll start having multi attacks and extra actions and stuff, and that's going
to
be a lot less frustrating.
I look forward to multi attack.
It's going to be good, guys. Level 5 is going to be kind.
I think like level 7.
That's a grin.
You think so?
I think it's like level 7 I start getting to be able to do cantrip weapon attack as a bonus action, which is pretty cool.
Is that you've done everything, Minty?
I mean, I guess so.
So
eat
now.
Eat some trail mix.
Now it's cumin.
Paprika.
Cumin to the pain zone for getting her name wrong.
You?
Saffron.
I'm gonna flail again.
You're gonna flail? You fuck this guy up.
Yeah, I'm gonna flail again.
Okay.
Good rolls, good rolls.
5, 6, 7, 17.
Yeah, hits.
And I still have Hunter's Mark on this baby.
Mm-hmm.
On this baby. Okay. So I'm gonna do 5, 6 is 11, plus strength is 13.
13. So you cleave through this boy, and your momentum carries the flail into the guy standing next to him. So he was on. The other guy's looking pretty fucked up. He's not totally dead, but he's pretty fucked up.
He's also got some of his friend's blood on him.
That's
and
nice.
In him.
That's it, you can get infections that way.
So, next it's this guy who has his friend's blood in him.
He's like, oh god, so disgusting!
I've got the power of Jeff!
He's gonna make an attack. 12.
That's
okay. Jeff, you suck!
Get out of me, man!
Get out!
Next is Jaren. You're on the other end with these two dudes.
Yeah, I'm gonna boom and glaive the same guy again.
Okay,
the dudes three.
13.
It doesn't hit.
I'll take off the wall.
Okay, he takes a swing at you.
Click.
8 does not hit.
Does not hit.
Lean back. Swipe, 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 swipe.
So there's still two guards behind your friends. They're going to charge in and try and attack Edic. Not one. He spears his friend for 6 damage. So one of the guards that just ran past you to try and attack Edic is like fucking fucked up, and he's really not happy with his mate.
God damn it, Vincent.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Then it is.
I can't believe you've done this.
Can't believe you've done this.
He gets fear and he just, oh fuck.
then Robert is going to attack the dude who did the stabbing. He misses. He chips the ground.
Wait, can we go? I can't believe you've done this from a vine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
That's older than Vine. That's just like possibly YouTube level.
Like
old.
Then he stands up and like smacks him on the side of the head. Like, I can't believe you've done this. then it is.
I send a message spell to them. Like, do you like vines?
Rosetta misses. Edic misses.
Yeah,
and
What's his chops is going to.
That made a delightful little.
One?
Like on the audio, which just.
It's gonna be nice to listen to.
Be great.
What the fuck?
Is that little amount of. Yeah, like, I feel like that's not even registering.
There's a little bit there.
I have no idea.
When it drops below the line, that's negative sound. That's when Ben speaks.
I've been good today.
Ben's actually been good today. Ben's
you are. You're projecting a lot better.
I've been proud.
I've been trying. And
you've been proud. He's been loud. Yes.
That's that thunder
so
wave.
Going to...
that good, good.
There was a solid crack of thunder in
that. He's going to heal Saffron for 3 points of damage.
Who did that?
That was Nearchus.
That's Nearchus.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Lovely.
Feeling that.
Okay. Then it's back to you.
The excitement. She excite.
I'm going to try and the guy who got stabbed by his friend.
Aha.
Eldritch Bless that guy. I'm gonna Eldritch Bless this guy.
Right.
17 plus 5 22 to hit. Why is guiding bolt so hard to hit with?
Don't know.
It's 7. That's 10 points of damage.
Yeah, he did.
just a grey form stands there and starts crumbling into ash.
Bye.
Anything else you're doing?
Is there anyone who looks like they need healing?
None of the Highlanders really need healing.
I have not been hit yet.
You I'm at 27, I'm good.
You're okay?
Yeah, right. What sound does your outcome blast?
I think it just, like, crackles. Because it has, like, it's a streak of, like, dark energy, but it, like, crackles with, like, sparks as it goes.
Next, it is Minty.
Okay.
What is Minty going to do?
I'm going to try shoot. Actually, I'm going to change tactics. I'm going to pickle.
9 plus stuff. Plus dexterity. Plus proficiency.
Oh, no,
plus proficiency? Yeah, I think that was
that's
plus.
Everything you got.
Yeah.
Yay.
14 doesn't hit.
14 doesn't hit. Oh.
Okay.
These some tough cookies.
Eat some tough cookies.
Do you have any raisins? I don't know what consonants are dropped out in this accent, so it changes a lot.
Saffron.
Still fucking flailing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill that dude. I'm not gonna kill that dude. 9, 10, 11.
No, you're not gonna kill that dude.
Damn it!
He's gonna take a swing at you, though.
Flailing around like a fish out of water. Gonna hurt your face like my goddess said I oughta.
16.
Ah, it doesn't hit.
Okay.
Untouchable.
I took 6 points of damage.
Okay, alright. Humble brag.
Well, I always make these tanks and then never get hit.
Really?
Okay.
So I was...
Easy.
13.
It does not hit. You hit the ramparts again.
Does your sword need healing?
Right,
sorry.
He takes a stab at you. 19.
That hits. But I'm going to use my reaction and shield so it doesn't.
Okay.
I can do that.
Cool.
So I'll cast shield to increase the AC by 5.
Okay, cool.
Sando!
then it is Robert who's going to take a swing.
He's top 4 jokes you can get now.
Oh, have you met
Okuyasu?
Do you love him?
7 does not.
Yeah, he's the younger brother.
Yeah.
Oh, Yosuke!
No, it does not hit.
Wait, is it?
Yosuke!
Doesn't hit.
Is he
met? Wow, my Highlanders are getting shocking.
Yeah. Yes.
The iconic to see.
We were drinking last night.
Yeah, no, JoJo's having hot mums.
It was a week.
Have you had any hits?
It's been a week.
I mean, I have not been hit yet.
Not
been
we were probably drinking last night.
Bring it on.
We were really drinking last night, too.
Cool. No, I was just seeing, if you needed heal.
Oh, no. I'm 4 points down, but I have 30, so.
Okay, cool. Jyoti.
Yeah, okay.
It's my turn again. Okay. Well, if it ain't broke. Don't fix it. The one who just almost hit Yaren.
Okay.
I'm going to go for that guy. And that's 18 plus 5.
Yeah, that hits.
That's 23.
Nice.
That's a nice spin on that.
That's 10 points of damage.
He like, bursts onto Yaren.
Kill. If it matches my shield stay
kill.
Until my next turn, so... It's just like a wall of blood.
Yeah. Think Kingsman when the head explodes in a puff of coloured smoke.
I don't know why I try and do anything other than an Eldritch Blast.
Then it is Minty.
Oh, it has aspirin.
Okay. I'm definitely taking this. I'll tell you later.
15!
Plus.
Oh!
Yeah!
20!
Yeah, grabs you without
looking.
Are
you shooting?
Yeah. Just one.
Just one, okay. Roll for me some damage. So for your pistol, it's 1d10 piercing.
It's the same as an Eldritch Blast.
How many
instead of signing your soul to an enemy, you just need to buy a gun.
How many dudes are left?
There are only 1, 2, 3 dudes left.
Two of them are, like, kind of fucked? Yeah?
Yeah.
One's not so fucked?
One's totally fine.
We'll go for
well,
totally
fine. Well, not
fine,
but more or less. More or
okay,
less
we'll go for living, dude.
It's not totally fine. He's having a bad day.
Wow. Die add shit to this.
you add your dexterity.
Four.
Four. He still looks unwell.
Okay. I'll just
cheat
at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good hustle, Duke. Minty, but that's my name.
Next it's Saffron.
I've been hitting every other, so I'm gonna try and flail again.
Sure.
It doesn't hit.
Then it's that, then it's that guy who wants, who you're in combat with.
Yeah.
Finally got the blood out of him.
Yeah.
18.
That's my AC.
Oh, 7 points of damage.
Ouch!
Ouchie.
Are these all humans we're fighting?
They're a mix.
They're a mix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just generic, like, mixed race guards. There's a mix of them.
Your face.
I didn't know. I didn't make a face.
That's okay. Like...
You put that in smelly.
It's,
it's very warm.
It's a shower.
Jaren, it's you.
Well, there's one guy left next to me, so I'll move in glaze
it.
That
smelly.
Is not going
to
hit.
The foot that I don't want
would
in
you
my
roll?
Face.
There's a 6 up to a 10.
Hey,
yeah,
come on.
Next, it's that dude. Are you?
I had a strong start. It's just, it's not happening anymore.
That's okay. You tried it.
14.
Does not hit.
Okay. Next, it is the one dude who is trying and failing to hit Robert. Does not hit. And then it's Robert. That does hit. This is 12. Oh, cleft in twain. So the dude who ran past you and then speared his mate is gone.
Bye bye.
So there are just two left. Edic is going to try and help Saffron out. Definitely hits. Yeah. He, like, grunt, like, stabs this dude in the stomach, grabs his head, and, like, rips it off, and screaming.
So you're no longer engaged, okay. And it's just the one guy.
It's one dude.
It's the final dude.
And Neocus is again going to try and heal you for 5 points of damage.
Aww, thanks.
Now it's duty.
My turn.
It's just the dude with Jared now.
Eldritch Blast. 12 plus 5, 17.
Hits.
Yeah, it's 3 charisma plus 2 proficiency.
Cool.
And that is 5, 6, 7, 8 points of damage.
Yeah, you did.
Minty just claps from down on the rock and she goes, the taking part that counts, right?
I said, you shot one, dude!
Yeah, so combat is over. There are several bloody splatters all over the place.
Do I see any coins or gold anywhere?
You can go through the bodies if you want.
Nobody judge me. I look into the sky.
I would like you to make a.
I would like to loot the couple that are near me that I didn't blow off the wall.
Investigation checks.
Because I owe Gemini some money.
21. You find between the two of them 5 gold.
6. Nice.
6. You find some marbles.
What? Something.
Did you say 5 gold?
5 gold.
5 gold.
How much gold do you go
around? 20.
Can you check the bodies down there?
Oh, yeah, can I?
Investigation,
please.
You need to remember to loot bodies.
Gotta remember to pillage the corpse.
Yep.
Cannot stress this enough, gang.
Do they have any daggers?
Are you rolling
pocket?
A d20?
I don't know, what is investigation?
D20?
Yes.
It's intelligence, right?
You should have investigation somewhere. So. Oh, yeah, that's your good one. You had 6 to that.
14.
You find 2 gold.
Hey, that's 2/3 of a bullet.
Nice.
Suddenly Eldritch Blast doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, you know what? Eldritch Blast is alright. You know? Well, this was something that was going to be out of character, so I won't say it.
Okay. I'll bit my phone. The battle's over. Well, the fight's over. You guys, the rest of the party, managed to make it up the rope after several tries.
Minty, what the fuck's going on?
I had that fire whiskey last night. Oh. It wasn't even last night, guys.
4-day hangover.
When it hits me hard, right?
I don't know what you're on about. I feel fine.
Because you discovered sleeping for the first time in 80 years. How old?
Elf should do this more.
Yeah. So they swap the ropes over and y'all shimmy down the other side, and you make yourself a safe distance away from the wall. Find yourself a small copse of trees and set up camp for the night. And that's where we'll end the session.
On the road again.